choices. It's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to Blind Citizens Australia's weekly radio program, New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Over the weekend, Blind Citizens Australia held a face-to-face board meeting. Many things were discussed, and to find out more about that, we speak with John Simpson, President of Blind Citizens Australia. John, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back on the program, Vaughan.
Firstly, let me congratulate you on winning the Human Rights Award on Friday.
Yes, last Friday was a very proud day for Blind Citizens Australia. We were an entrant, and in fact, we knew we were a finalist in the community organisations section of the Human Rights Awards that are promoted by the Australian Human Rights Commission. But we were delighted and, I must admit, somewhat surprised when we actually won that award, Vaughan.
Yeah, it's really good news, and I understand that Graham Innes was there to receive the award on behalf of BCA.
Yes, unfortunately, Emma Bennison had travel problems with the airlines and wasn't able to get up there, and Graham was able to step in at the last moment. And I think that was most fitting, Vaughan, because the Human Rights Awards are not about immediate success or, you know, recent events. They're about how your organisation has performed over many, many years. And, of course, Graham has been a leader of the organisation for most of its 42-year history. So it was fitting that he was able to be there to accept the award on our behalf.
Now, one of the reasons that you weren't there, John, was that you were preparing for a mammoth board meeting. I bet you're exhausted.
I did come home to Euroa today, Vaughan, and slept most of the way in the car, and I've had a couple of little short naps since. So, yes, I will readily admit that chairing 15 hours of meetings certainly takes it out of you.
What were some of the key points that came out of that meeting that would be of interest to members?
Well, probably the first thing to say, Vaughan, is that on Friday evening we hosted a function for our volunteers and staff as an end-of-the-year thank you. So we had people there who were volunteers in our office, the people who do the administrative support work. Members of the board, of course, were there, and people who have specific roles in volunteering in various capacities as members of committees and so forth. And we were delighted to be able to announce at that function that BCA and Guide Dogs Victoria have concluded a memorandum of association, which provides financial support to BCA, but also a whole raft of interrelationships about service provision, about provision of advice one way or the other, about mutual promotion of our organisation. So a really exciting development for the organisation, and a particular landmark, Vaughan, because as most of your listeners will know, we've had similar relationship with Vision Australia over quite some years. But we've been very determined to broaden our interaction with the Blindness Service Agency so that there's no perception that we're dependent on one particular organisation. So this was a pretty important milestone. And, of course, that, with the announcement of the Human Rights Award, made it a real night of celebration.
I think that's a really key point, John, that that BCA shouldn't and isn't dependent on one organisation or any of the organisations because of its role as a provider of advocacy services for people who are blind or vision impaired. Is this something that you see being rolled out across the country, MOUs with all of the different service organisations?
Well, in fact, Vaughan, we're currently in negotiations with Guide Dogs New South Wales to conclude a similar agreement, and those discussions are going very positively. So, yes, our intention is that that we seek support from all of the agencies, and we actually have a formula to do this in terms of the financial support because, of course, the financial dynamics of the organisations vary substantially. So we've established a formula, Vaughan, to seek support from all of the blindness agencies, and it's based on asking them to contribute financially at the rate of 0.1% of their annual turnover. And, of course, for Vision Australia, that's a substantial amount, over $100,000 a year. For other organisations, it varies in its scope. but it means that we're making a similar ask in terms of our impact on their turnover for all of the agencies. And it's something that we're really committed to. And of course, that's the financial side. And then there are a whole range of relationship issues that we develop with each of the organisations. So, for example, with Guide Dogs Victoria, one of the things that we're committing to do is to support them by handling individual advocacy cases that are referred to them so that we become the advocacy specialists, as we no doubt are, and they can concentrate on their service delivery activities.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, a lot of what goes into discussions like this is policy, and you have a new policy officer, Angela Jeske, who we've not spoken to on the program yet, but we will do in the coming weeks. And you also had a policy forum on the Saturday afternoon, I believe it was.
So what we did on Saturday afternoon at the meeting forum is we had around, considering that the board is 9 people, and then we had some staff members present in person in Melbourne. We had an additional 12 or 14 people join us via new technologies, telephone link or Zoom or one of those technologies, and they're the members of our National Policy Council and other key people, so that we could actually reflect on our policy work, what we have achieved in the last 12 months. And you mentioned Angela, and she reported on the huge range of submissions that we've put to governments and various bodies in the last 12 months. We looked at our campaigning strategies, how we propose to move forward in areas such as the quest for audio description on television or the banks to ensure that we have adequate access to their this current and future generation FPOS terminals. And we talked about the potential for an election next year and the sorts of things that we might want to talk to the political parties. So we spent about 3 hours on Saturday afternoon looking specifically at policy and getting feedback from both our board of directors and members of the National Policy Council, staff and other key people in the organisation.
Last time we spoke, John, we were joined by Graeme Innes, and we talked about the development of the merger between Blind Citizens Australia and Blind Citizens New South Wales. At that time, we talked about the initiation of a state division committee. You did call for expressions of interest, and that's now been resolved, as we've seen in the emails in the last day or so.
That's absolutely right, Vaughan. And of course, this weekend was the first opportunity that we'd had to report formally to the board on the successful passage of that resolution by Blind Citizens New South Wales members just a week or so ago. And yes, we spent quite a bit of time in the board meeting looking at the implementation of that amalgamation agreement between the two organisations, but also confirmed the appointment of the membership of the New South Wales State Division Committee. And for those people who haven't caught up on that news, Vaughan, we confirmed the appointment of Joanna Dorsey Novo as the chair of the New South Wales State Division Committee, and then members of the committee being Bill McHenry from far north, northern New South Wales, Graeme Innes, Justin Simpson to represent our members in the ACT, Matthew Chan, Stephen Belbin, who of course is also a member of our board and the president of the Hunter River regional branch, Susan Thompson. So that gives us a committee of 7, chair and 6 members, and as a good representation across New South Wales and including representation of the ACT.
One of the things, John, that is the responsibility of the board of any organisation, and it's something that is taken very seriously by Blind Citizens Australia, I know, is the strategic plan. Where were the discussions centred around that on this occasion?
Well, Vaughan, it's very interesting because we've had a year of fantastic growth since Emma Bennison joined us as CEO early in the year. We've made some amazing strides forward, both in terms of securing our financial position, but also in employing staff to take on particular policy and advocacy roles. And, of course, one of the things that's important for the board to do is ensure that that growth is at a manageable pace. So the theme for the weekend was very much about sustainable development. In other words, moving forward, but at a rate that we can sustain and ensure that we leave a legacy for those who follow us. we have within our strategic plan the four pillars that underline our strategic planning and development. And they can be summarised as sustainability, credibility, independence and leadership. So we actually included in this weekend's program a session where we looked at each of those four pillars and assessed how we're progressing in each of those. And while it's terrific to be able to say that we could measure substantial growth in all four areas, we're conscious that we have to continue that growth at a rate that is sustainable and ensures that that we can continue to provide the high-level management and support that we need in all of those four areas.
I think it's fairly evident that a lot of it is working, John, because not only did BCA win the Human Rights Awards recently, but it was a finalist in another award a few weeks ago.
Yes, an organisation called HESTA, which is a community-based superannuation provider, sponsors an award each year for community organisations and looks at the impact of those community organisations. And again, Blind Citizens Australia was a finalist, one of five finalists in that community impact section of those awards. So it's been a year where we have had the achievements but have also had some valuable recognition of those.
That's absolutely fabulous. And speaking of recognition, you mentioned previously that at the commencement of your weekend, you held an evening for staff and volunteers.
Yes, and of course the shortcoming of that, Vaughan, is that you can never get all of those people together in the one place at the one time. So it was terrific to be able to thank people personally who were able to be in Melbourne, including board members and our administrative volunteers and others. There are many, many hundreds of other people who contribute to the work of the organisation throughout our vast network. There are all of our branch office bearers and members. There are members who represent us in various forums around the country. And, of course, there are people, Vaughan, such as yourself, who dedicate time each week to produce and present this program. So I'd like to take this opportunity, Vaughan, just to say a big thank you to all of those people, to recognise the fact that we couldn't do so personally on Friday, but the message is clear that we really do appreciate and recognise that the success that we're having is largely due to the input that we have from so many people around the country.
And if I may, I'd like to add to that, that especially from the point of view of having done New Horizons for a little over 2 years now, the support from you, John, as previously Vice President and now President of Blind Citizens Australia has been amazing. And I think that over the last two or more years since you've been involved at a high level in the board, I think this organisation has gone from strength to strength, and I think you ought to be congratulated.
Thanks for that, Vaughan. I'm in the fortunate position that I can give BCA the time and attention that it deserves, and I hope that I can continue to do so for some time. But all of that would be in vain if we didn't have the support of that wide network of people.
John, thanks very much once again for joining us.
My pleasure, Vaughan, and Merry Christmas and happy holiday period to you, your family, and to all of our listeners.
Blind Citizens Australia is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians. It relies on donations from the community, and if you have something a little bit extra this month that you would like to donate to BCA, get in touch with the office and they'll tell you how you can do that. Alternatively, have a look at the website www.bca.org.au. You can, of course, send an email if you've any inquiries about blindness or vision impairment, or if you are blind or vision impaired yourself and have something with which you would like some assistance advocating. Get in touch with them, bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au. The telephone number, of course, is 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.